Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back. The WIP Afternoon Show with Broats in for the crew. We got Elliot Shore Parks in studio this hour.
What up?
What up?
Man, I think this is the first time we've ever been in studio together,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
so
I think
very
you're right.
Excited. And of all the days to be in, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about maybe the biggest day at the station of the year. Very excited to be in with you for this. Got the nice cutout right there. Got
yep.
the shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
It's nicely done.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I was informed by Ike that I need to watch out for you.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you like to fight and debate.
Yes. Well, I think it's more I like to fight and debate with Ike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, trust me, I'm not afraid of debating you.
No, no, but what's that? What, do you think you can win?
A little puck if you want, you know, get into that. I grow out the hockey beard knowing I was going to be in here for this, so we'll see what we get into, but no, I think it's a Jalen day.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're not going to come in here and say, well, actually, Jalen is the ninth best quarterback according to EPA.
I'm not an EPA guy.
You're not an EPA guy?
This is what's interesting about Jalen, and I was thinking about it on the way in here. And this is why I think it's great you're having an appreciation day for him.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves an appreciation day, right? And one thing I think fans should appreciate about him the most is I was doing, you know, earlier looking this up. I'm gonna read a list of names for you. So this is, ready? Michael Vick, Kevin Cobb, Mike Kafka, Vince Young, Nick Foles, Trent Edwards, Matt Barkley, Mark Sanchez, Sam Bradford, Chase Daniels, Carson Wentz, Nate Sudfeld, and Josh McCown. Those are all the quarterbacks I've had to cover since McNabb left. Those are all the quarterbacks that the team tried. Not all of them were trying to be a franchise quarterback, but all guys they started in games between McNabb and Jalen. And if that doesn't make you appreciate Jalen, I don't know what is. Me and you can debate where Jalen ranks. Me and you can debate if he's having a good year. I think he's not having a great year.
That's fair.
But there is no question that he has settled the quarterback position for this franchise in a way they've never had it settled. I mean, he is not only young, and not only does he represent the franchise well, there's no questions about him. Like, what's the question about Jalen? He's won the Super Bowl. He's won a playoff game. He's won big games. Does that mean he is, like, the best quarterback in the NFL? No. Does that mean he's going to be perfect every week? No. Does that mean he won't have bad years? No. Patrick Mahomes is having a bad year out in Kansas City. Not going to make the playoffs, injured, didn't play well when he played. Jalen, I think, is getting better as the year has gone on. I think he's had good games, but I don't think he's had a great year. I think that prior to the year, he probably ranked higher than you probably would put him right now. But that does not mean that he's like not the guy or he's not as good as people say he is. Like, I think Jalen has cemented himself in being where he is, which is clearly one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, and what does it say that you can have this much of a down year? Because I agree with you. We've seen him play better and more consistently at that clip, too. That you're now sitting here with two games to go, and maybe you can get a two seed in the NFC. And maybe this is a discussion about the state of the NFC and blah, 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 blah. But the truth is,
to be fair,
yeah.
Tom Brady beat up on a bad AFC East
damn right.
all the time. McNabb, for as great as those early Eagles teams were, and those were like my teams growing up, they were in a bad NFC East too, right? So I think we do this thing when we're in the moment of like, well, actually, if you look at who he's up against, it's actually not as tough as you think. But all these great teams, all these great quarterbacks, all these great teams, they all face subpar competition to an extent. But also, Jalen has beaten Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl, so he has big quality wins on his resume.
I can't wait for this backstretch to go the way that I think it will. And then all those weeks where I had to sit there and just own it that Jalen was rough and he had a bad effort and this and that, what's going to happen when we're in an NFC championship game and this guy's coming off of a 250-yard performance? I know not the most splashiest, but efficient. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's got two rushing touchdowns. Actually, the passing touchdowns this year are out of this world. Maybe it's three passing.
Well, he's going to set a career high. I'm in a tough spot on deciding where the training camp stats go.
I am a pro training camp stat guy.
That's because you're a football guy, right?
I know.
But, I mean, I don't think Jalen's having a great year. Like, his accuracy has gone down. I think they've needed him in games this year to be better than he was. But ultimately, when push comes to shove, am I really taking another quarterback in the playoffs over him? I think the only debate would be Matt Stafford.
Sure. Yeah.
That would be the only one. But outside of that, Jordan Love, no. Sam Darnold, no. Who else is in there? Brock Purdy. He's been really good this year. He's made a Super Bowl. I'll take Jalen Hurts over him. Jalen has won a Super Bowl. He's been to two Super Bowls. He's been more consistent. Bryce Young.
Bryce Young.
Baker Mayfield. Like
Byron Young. Is he our defensive tackle?
Yeah, I was talking defensive tackle earlier on the Go Birds pod. But if you just look at the NFC, Jalen is at worst the second best quarterback going into the playoffs. And that is where you, like, ultimately going into the playoffs, you want to have the best quarterback and head coach. And I think the Eagles are certainly in that discussion. It's either McVay, Stafford, or the Eagles duo.
Yeah, and you know what? If it's a coin flip, let's say hypothetically it's a coin flip, then you're on pace to be with Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay in a coin flip. Doesn't that say something? Now, I like Jalen and Nick Sirianni a little bit more. Just saying. But if the worst case scenario is it's a coin flip, don't you think that perspective matters?
Yeah.
You know, people are nuts. Let me tell you something, Ellie. People are nuts.
Well, this is why we need a true football guy in here to talk about it, right? I know you like to puck it up, but I think, you know, when it comes to football, it seems like, you know, you don't know as much as me, but you know a thing or two.
I know a thing or two.
You know a thing or two.
I know a thing or two. All right, let's get to the Twitter question, which is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Only two shopping days until Christmas. Mark's Jewelers has locations in Montgomeryville, PA, or Mount Laurel, open daily through Christmas Eve. Do you believe in Jalen Hurts is the Twitter poll? Still at 90-10. 90% say yes, 10% say no. I do feel a lot of that is because smart people follow me, and that is where...
Was this on the afternoon account?
Nope.
Okay.
My personal.
Okay.
Oh, if this was on the afternoon account, I don't know how that
60,
would go.
60-40? 70-30?
Probably.
Something like that?
How do you not believe in Jalen? I just don't understand.
I mean, look, he's not had a good year.
Well, but we're about to win 12 games with him not having a good year.
But we've seen it. Like, they've needed him to step up at times here where he is not.
That throw to
the Chargers game. The Goddard throw was unbelievable.
The Goddard throw was unbelievable.
For sure.
That throw to A.J. Brown against the Chargers? We'd be having a whole different conversation.
Agreed. But he also turned it over a bunch of times.
Yeah, but even with...
But he still turned the ball over in that game.
But let me tell you something. The fact that someone could have that egregious of a game, and here he is going, shit, boom, running down, and the ball gets right into his hands.
Yeah.
And he just delivers a beauty dime right on the money to AJ in the back of the end zone. Doesn't that take stones?
It does. Well, I think Jalen's best quality is he's clutch. Like, as poor as he played against the Chargers, when they were in the red zone at the end of the game, I thought they were going to win that game. Mm-hmm. And I would think most people would have agreed with you. Or agreed with me.
Yeah, right.
Not so much agreed with me personally. Nobody ever agreed with me.
No, no, right.
But would have agreed in general they were going to win the game.
Yeah, that was a rough one. We all make mistakes. Jalen had a rough mistake.
He did.
Bounced back, though, with two straight dubs. All right, let's talk to the people. All right, let's talk to the people at 215-592-9494. It is Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, second annual, and I can't wait for the ninth. This thing is going to live on forever. Let's go to Adam in the Northeast. What's up, Adam?
Hey, bros. First off, I just wanted to say, how about them Flyers?
Oh, do we ever have to talk about the Flyers?
Are you kidding? Let me tell you.
The Flyers are doing so well. That on Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, we got people wanting to talk about the Orange
Bowl. We were at Chickies and Pete's last night. It was flyered up in there. Like, I thought they were giving away food in there at Chickies, as crowded as it was, all those Flyers fans. So it does seem like the city is, you know, getting back behind them.
Damn right.
All right, bros. I wanted to. I was driving on my car down Buffalton Avenue. I was thinking, you know what? I almost crashed when you said that Jalen Hurts is up there with Brian Dawkins.
Yeah.
And my other point was, this, my call is not about hate. It's not about hating Hurts. I think that people see the all pros that we have at every position, and I think that the times that Jalen struggles, people say, well, if it's not A.J. Brown, if Goddard's not struggling, then it's got to be Hurts. He is the quarterback. And my other point is everybody's calling in about Joe Burrow and this guy and that guy. I mean, take Joe Burrow. It's not even about if. If you took Joe Burrow and you took our defense and put him on Cincinnati, do you think Cincinnati would be a better team? I mean, our defense has been phenomenal.
I don't know.
2 years.
I don't know. I don't have to deal with that, though. I mean, you can say that with anything.
Well,
can't you?
So let's have a Joe Burrow discussion for a minute. He is hurt all the time. He's hurt all the time. And so you have to take that into consideration. I think Joe Burrow is a very good quarterback, obviously. Would I trade Jalen Hurts for Joe Burrow? I absolutely would not.
But yeah, but based off, I mean,
hurt a lot because of his offensive line.
Well, I was going to say,
but it's still part of it. He's still, and he's not mobile.
Right, and that's why I said I don't know if they win with the defense, because to your point, they also have offensive line problems. But I would say to win a Super Bowl, you need a good, to win a Super Bowl, right? Not just to be efficient and effective as a franchise. To win a Super Bowl, most teams need a really, really good defense, a really good offensive line, really good quarterback play, really good weapons. Like, there's no such thing as a team that wins a Super Bowl, unless it's one out of a billion, that has crap and then they just happen to win because this quarterback is so elite and they can do whatever they want to do. They have a great coach. They have a great defense. I mean, Seattle had a defense that had a nickname, and they also had the best running back in that time with Marshawn Lynch. And, you know, like that's what it takes to win.
In the Super Bowl that Joe Burrow lost, the Rams scored 23 points. So let's not act like...
Other point before you guys hang on. I just had to make one more point.
Sure.
ESP read off all those names. How do you have Nick Foles on that list when the guy was MVP of the Super Bowl? He went 27-2 in 20... I believe it was 2013. Mm-hmm. And...
Because he didn't get the job done as a franchise quarterback.
Well, Adam, one thing real quick here that I got to ask is, it's almost as if you're willing to give Nick Foles more love than Jalen Hurts. Is that a fair assessment?
Don't you agree that Nick Foles had to Adam,
are you devaluing what Jalen Hurts did in both of those Super Bowls?
But don't you agree that our defense was phenomenal?
Yes, but that doesn't diminish how phenomenal Jalen Hurts.
I think that he played better in 22 Super Bowl than he did in.
Well, Adam, let me ask you this.
This is why I get bothered, dude. You're putting
Nick Foles appreciation day. Our people have to call in and give points of why.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to argue.
But the fact that you're giving Nick, this is why we have to have Jalen Hurts appreciation day.
Why it's important you do it,
right? You're giving Nick Foles more love than Jalen Hurts.
It's not about more love. Broads, if you go to 2018, after winning a Super Bowl, I mean, I get it. If A.J. Brown, we would have won that game. If Alshon Jeffrey doesn't drop that ball, we could have went back to the NFC Championship, and who knows what would have happened.
Adam, let me just say this, because I think you're making fair points, right? But I think what Jalen has been asked to do is way harder than what Nick Foles was asked to do. And I'm not even trying to discredit Nick Foles, like just like you're not trying to discredit Jalen.
Well,
but when Foles, in that Super Bowl run, Carson did the majority of the work to get them there. In 2017, Foles came in, and he was good at the end, but they won one playoff game. Jalen has had to carry the burden of being the franchise quarterback and actually taking his team to two Super Bowls.
Right, so let's play devil's advocate real quick, then I'm not going to go on forever. If you go back to 1990, did anybody on planet Earth think that Jeff Hostetler would out-duel against... I mean, I'm not saying he had great numbers, but nobody would have thought that he won. I mean, don't you think people give him credit? He out-dueled Jim Kelly?
Well, and Adam, I appreciate the call. I was -5. So, this is why we need to have this guy. Like, that actually does piss me off.
Go for it,
bro. And I don't disrespect Nick Foles, but going on a four-game run at the end of the season and having this magic moment, that's not some sustainable thing that relates to a 5-year starting career that Jalen Hurts is putting on display right now, where he's winning 14 games in two of those seasons and bringing you along this crazy journey. I respect Nick Foles. It was phenomenal. But the fact that he was trying to bring down what Jalen has done because his defense is good. There was a Super Bowl Tom Brady won 13-3.
Yeah.
13-3. His defense held a team to 3 points, and their offense only scored 13. But no one ever talks about it like that. If Jalen won a Super Bowl 13-3, that would be the most discredited Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls.
I mean, the Chiefs' defense has been better than their offense for 2 years, probably, right? So now people will say the Eagles have more talent, and that's true, but the Eagles have maximized their talent. They won the Super Bowl, and they scored the most points ever in the postseason. So it's not like Jalen is talent and they're winning these games 16-3 all the time, right? Like, they are scoring a lot of points, for sure.
I just don't understand how we can look at the team and then take away from the quarterback when every single other team that wins the Super Bowl has lethal talent everywhere? I use the Rams as an example. They had Aaron Donald, who is the greatest defensive tackle in the history of the game. They had Von Miller, who won Super Bowl MVP that year after getting traded midseason. He was electric. Ramsey, Cooper Kupp, Sean McVay, who was one of the most creative offensive minds. Matthew Stafford had to get out of a bad organization in Detroit. And now everyone talks about him as a potential Hall of Famer because of what he's surrounded with. And that's no knock on Matthew Stafford. He's amazing. But in what world do all these other teams win because they have this magical quarterback with a bunch of crap surrounding them and he just wills them to victory every year?
Yeah, and my thing with the talent is, look, if Jalen was on the Cleveland Browns, would he have the career he's having?
No.
No, because no quarterback would go there and have that career, right?
Baker.
But again, Baker, good example. But again, Jalen has maximized the talent around him. A.J. Brown has been an all-pro receiver with Jalen Hurts at quarterback. Saquon Barkley came here and saved his career with Jalen Hurts at quarterback. And I know Jalen is not the offensive line, but we're seeing this year how important Jalen is to a successful running game by the fact that he's not running, there's other parts involved, and they're not as effective as a running team. So while Jalen has talent around him, he has maximized it. Again, won the Super Bowl last year. So the talent thing has never really done it for me.
And I believe, and I want to get your thoughts on that, I believe you agree with me here, but I am a big believer in he is elite at not turning the ball over.
Oh, well, come
and
on.
That is,
I mean, I'm the guy that tracked his franchise record training camp with only one interception.
Exactly. People don't like that because it's not a sexy thing to talk about. Mm-hmm. But I mentioned this earlier in the show. The ones that hate him look back at Super Bowl 57 and say he lost the game because he turned it over.
And it's true. It's true.
Well, he did. He responded with 10 points.
Right, but
touchdown
that, the game was lost when he fumbled that ball. It is what it is. Like, he did not outplay Mahomes
in that
game.
We were doing so well.
That's the thing I hear all the time. Well, it's the truth.
We were doing so well.
Like, that game, that play cost them that Super Bowl.
Oh,
they were in complete control. If he doesn't fumble it, they're up even more at halftime, and everyone blames the defense. The defense was not going to hold the Chiefs to, 20 points in that game.
I'm not buying into this. This is what Ike warned me about.
Well, it's true.
This is what Ike warned me about. Chris in Dover. What's up, Chris?
Hello.
Hello, Chris. What are you doing? Getting your pills at CVS?
That's a great one. Rhodes, ESPA, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. How's the family, bro?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Great. So I know you got the two ones. That should be a lot of fun this year. How old are they now?
So we have a 2-year-old and a 5-month-old, and it is chaos at the Brody household.
Do you buy presents for the 5-month-old?
Just like clothes that she's going to grow out of in 5 minutes. Yeah. But go ahead, Chris.
You get a box and some stuff in it, some tissue paper. That'll keep her occupied.
Oh, I know. That's the craziest part about it. They play with the tissue paper more than they play with the boxes of toys.
Exactly. Hey, so this is coming from a Berg fan, not an Eagles fan, but I want to just come in from another perspective. Jalen Hurts, you got to be happy with what you have, man. This guy, his calmness, the demeanor with all the noise around and the extras, and just this guy's been to 2 Super Bowls, won one for you, inches away from another one, a call, right, to winning another one in 3 years. It's just ridiculous. And this is coming from, again, a Steelers fan. Duck Hodges, Mason Rudolph, Mitchell Trubisky. That's what I've been dealing with the last 10 years since Ben's good years. So trust me, this guy is a winner. And I don't care about, like you said earlier, sometimes everybody's enamored with the big arm, the gun, and this and that, and the height and all. This guy wins. Isn't the bottom line in sports winning
Chris,
a championship?
Chris, what's funny too is because you bring up, the other teams and their other quarterbacks. Like, a hypothetical that's always had around here is, well, imagine if Mahomes was here. Imagine if Josh Allen was here. Like, how much better could it truly be? They win 80% of the games. They've been to 2 Super Bowls. They had a historic one last year. They're going to be a favorite to win one this year. So I'm not disputing if you put Mahomes on the Eagles, they'd probably score more points. But I also think the way Jalen handles this city, the way he takes care of the ball, and his results, like, I don't know why you would switch it up at quarterback for one of those other top guys, because the results really couldn't be much better.
ESP, what's better than winning the Super Bowl and going, right?
That's exactly
right,
Chris.
And the other thing is the defense.
the defense, like you said a few minutes ago about the Kansas City's D the last couple of years, their D, other not last year, but the other years, you know, the last one they won, their defense was one of the big reasons they won the Super Bowl. They were monsters.
Right.
And the Birds defense is ridiculous. Let's be honest here. And that's a big part of it, man.
It is. No, Chris, I couldn't agree more. And thank you so much for the phone call. Ellie, let me ask you this. I'm just thinking out loud, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is part of the reason why, I guess maybe this year might debunk it, but just follow me here as I try and praise Jalen as much as I can.
Go for it.
Last year's success defensively, how much comes from 7-minute drives, 8-minute drives, long sustained drives, while the defense is chilling on the sidelines? You get more juice, you get more energy, you get guys that are well rested, so then when you get thrown into the fire, you have more burst to force the other team to go 3 now because of Jalen's excellence of putting together long drives. Your thoughts?
Well, it's like they say in hockey, the best offense is a great goaltender. Am I right? I have no idea if they say that, but I feel like it makes sense, right? No, but look, to your point, I think the reason the defense is so good is because Jalen takes care of the ball.
Yeah.
100%.
Right. Like,
how many times was the defense put in a bad spot last year?
Not very often.
Very few.
Yeah, not very.
And this year
they've
been put in more bad spots because of turnovers, but they've done a better job of that over the past few weeks. Like, it's Christmas. I'm going to give you an early Christmas gift. You ready? This is a little something you can use moving forward.
Okay.
People say, well, Jalen's too conservative with the football, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the better way to phrase it is Jalen is smart with the football. Like, when people push back on the he's too conservative, what he's actually doing is being smart with the football. Like, they have a winning formula, and it is taking care of the ball. That is how they win. I debate this with the afternoon show all the time, right? Like, the number one key for this team winning is taking care of the ball. And if Jalen does that, they're like, if you told me Jalen didn't turn the ball over the rest of the season, I think they're probably winning the Super Bowl.
I agree.
Like, it's
I
as
agree.
Simple as that. Whereas,
I agree, but
if you told me they averaged 30 points a game the rest of the season, I would feel less confident.
I agree. Wow.
Look at this.
So just don't turn it over, Jalen. That's all.
I think that's it. If he didn't turn it over the rest of the season, I think they would win the Super Bowl.
Two quick things before we hit our first break. One, what'd you think of the graphic of me and Jalen high-fiving?
It was beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, I think what was cool about it is that it was real.
It was real.
Right.
You know how you can ask Twitter?
He's a busy guy.
He is a busy guy. You know how you can ask Twitter questions and it responds?
Yeah.
Someone asked if it was AI and it said no.
Good call.
Electric.
Good call.
Number two, I am a little confused on your stance big picture with the Eagles. So we'll tease. This is called a tease.
Look at you.
This is called a tease. Because some days I do think you're very pro-Eagles. Other days you seem discombobulated. Maybe it's because you just want to pick a fight with the afternoon show and you're just going based off of what they feel that day.
Yeah.
But we need to get to the bottom of that.
Happy to do it.
215-592-9494. This is the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. The second best day of my life. That's right. I hope my kids aren't listening.
One of them's wondering.
Awful joke. Yeah. Just a terrible, terrible joke. It's Broads in for the afternoon show.
Some interesting Eagles news, by the way. We'll go on the
other
side.
All right. Look at that. That's called a tease.
There you go.
All right. Let's break. Goodbye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Broads in for the fellas. It's Tuesdays with Elliot. ESP in for the hour. How would you say the first segment went for our first time on air?
It was good. I mean, you know, look, I love talking football with football guys. Mm-hmm. You obviously qualify as that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little quieter maybe than normally my Tuesday shifts are. Normally by now, Ike's taking his glasses off and is sweating. But that's why I love learning from Ike in those debates.
All right, so that's perfect that you brought that up because I wanted to get your thoughts on just the state of the Eagles and all that. Because I'm a listener. I love the afternoon show. I'm a big fan. I love when you're on Tuesday. I love the whole thing. And there are some days where it seems like you're very pro-Eagles and the way that they're trending. There are other days where you seem a little bit in question. What is the official ESP stance as we gear up for a big game on Sunday?
Here's two things you have to know about me.
Okay.
First of all, I love the emotional roller coaster. I love being like 1 week down on the team, next week up. Like, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Things change in the NFL. I also think the best minds are willing to change them. If you're going to stick to something throughout the whole year, like, then you're just ignoring what's happening on the field, right? So there's definitely been times I've been down on this team. But right now, as I sit here on the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, mm-hmm. there's no team in the NFL I would rather be heading into the postseason than the Eagles.
Okay.
I think they're improving as the season goes on, like they normally do under Nick. I think they have the best resume of any team in the NFL. I mean, they have beaten quality teams. I know now some of those wins have not aged great, like the Chiefs win and that. But at the time, that's a really quality win. They are defending Super Bowl champions. They have won in the postseason. They have a quarterback that I think is going to be, if not the best in the NFC going in, the second best. Like, who else would you rather be at this point? Yeah. The Rams are not going to be probably the top seed at this point. They're going to be on the road throughout the postseason.
Seattle.
The Seahawks have never won a postseason game with Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's never won a postseason game. The Bears have never played in a postseason game. The Niners, they're interesting. They're coming on at this point. They have a good quarterback head coach duo. But I think the Eagles are in a great spot.
Okay. Now, as we continue to talk about Jalen Hurts and appreciate him on the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day,
you got to get t-shirts.
We need a lot.
You need t-shirts.
Coffee
yeah.
mugs,
yes.
tattoos,
yes.
the whole shebang. Spike needs one. Jalen Hurts Appreciation
Day. He's a big t-shirt guy.
No, tattoo.
Oh, you would maybe do that.
You think?
Well, so
for the bit?
It's got to be some kind of wager. Like if they win the Super Bowl.
You could talk Spike into a Jalen tattoo. I think fairly easily.
Hold on. I'm writing that down in my notes for 4 o'clock.
If they win the Super Bowl. You
4
know.
p.m. Hold
the,
on.
The issue is it's likely.
Ask Spike tattoo.
There you go.
Jalen. Okay.
Hopefully That's how it's I done
remember.
Right there.
Hopefully I remember. Here's another question I have for you. Because I was asking Luke this before the show. Do you think the Jalen haters... Do you think it's a very loud minority in town? Or do you think there's actually a really good amount of people that truly disrespect him? Because I think it's the latter. But I do wonder sometimes, am I screaming at 10% of people and I'm allowing that rage to bother me when it's such a small minority, they're just loud.
Yeah, so two things. One, the former and the latter always confuses me.
Okay,
to be completely honest.
The second.
Okay, there we go. The second.
The second.
Right? Because now I'm throwing you off.
Yes.
But here's what I would say when it comes to Jalen. I think that there are more Jalen supporters in the city than there are detractors, for sure. But I also think the detractors are not completely wrong. Like Jalen is a very but he's a very interesting quarterback.
Oh,
like
no.
The resume is Hall of Fame worthy. Jalen is on a Hall of Fame track.
Here we go.
But we also do watch the games and see that the passing offense struggles with Jalen at quarterback. That the offense they run sometimes is not like, you know, like they have to run a certain offense for Jalen. So. But I think where the detractors miss it is every quarterback has issues. And if there was any other quarterback in this, like if Josh Allen was the quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'd be saying
turnovers.
Never gotten it done in the big game.
Oh,
turns it over all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's his problem. Like you can't win with a guy that turns it over that way. And you can't it's like McNabb. Honestly, we probably view him like McNabb. He can get you guys to the big game in the playoffs, but he can't win it. So it is fair for Jalen detractors to bring up flaws in his game. Where I think they miss it is we are never going to have a quarterback in this city more perfect for the job than Jalen.
This is just excellent radio. Excellent radio.
All
right, we're going to get back to the phones. You did mention, though, something at practice. Was there some news at practice?
Yeah, so I'm not at practice because I'm here with the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. But apparently Lane Johnson not practicing today, which is very interesting because there's been reports that he was going to play. I feel like Lane has hinted a few times on social media that he is coming back as an official emoji reader. He has certainly put out some eye emojis, those type of things. But Jalen Carter's practicing like people thought. Like, Jalen's out there.
So two things. It's either it's not recovering the way that it needs to recover, or they're thinking it's just really not worth putting you out there. Let's get you ready for the playoffs.
So I'll be honest in saying, like, I don't have inside information about this one. This is just reading the tea leaves.
Sure.
But when Adam Schefter says, you're expecting to play.
That's Howie Roseman telling Adam Schefter, you don't think?
I don't want to guess the source, but like it is not, you know, Joe on the corner. Like it is one of three people that would know the answer. So it's hard not to feel like at this point, Lane's not recovering the way they wanted to. There was a piece on Hard Knocks where they're like doing this whole thing about how he's recovering quicker than people think. And they're, you know, in the barn working out. And then there's reports he's probably going to play against Washington. Doesn't do that. Reports he's going to play this upcoming week. He's not practicing today. So I think Lane is obviously a hard worker. He's clearly proven to be a quick healer. But it is just very weird that he keeps not practicing after all these reports that he is going to play.
Yeah. All right. We'll continue to monitor the situation. Until then, to the phones. Mace in North Philly. What's up, Mace?
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
What's up, Mace?
Hey, first of all, I'd just like to say thank you very much for this show.
Of course.
This is great. It was definitely overdue.
Don't thank me. Thank Jalen. I'm just a guy. I'm just a guy with a man bun and a bandana.
It's a nice bandana, though.
Thank you.
You pull it off well.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, like, ever since like last year, it's been negative, negative, negative. And to be honest with you, I'm just kind of sick of it. I drive around all the time, so I have to listen because I can't listen to music. I'm too old. But
there an age limit on music? Not that you shouldn't be listening to WIP, but just the way that you said it. We love that you listen to WIP. I want to be very clear. You should listen to WIP all day, every day. But the way you said it, it's almost like there's an age limit on music.
Well, I think sometimes if you listen to music for too long, you start to get a headache.
Sure. And no one ever gets a headache when they listen to me.
Exactly.
That's correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Two very voices that go smooth down right here.
That's right.
No, it's an old argument about, like, who is the greatest quarterback, Marino? Because he got so many stats. But the truth is, if anybody ever paid attention, the greatest quarterback of all times is Terry Bradshaw. Like, yeah, he threw ducks and he threw a bunch of weird passes, but he won four bowls.
Well, wouldn't that make Tom Brady the greatest?
Well, actually, yeah.
I love that.
Oh, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Yeah, but
that's what I'm saying. The best minds are willing to change them.
Yeah, yeah.
New information.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, okay, Brady first. But then after Brady, it would be Bradshaw, not Marino.
Just winning in general is something that needs to be valued more. And it's crazy because he really does live it. There are a lot of athletes that say they care about winning. But not all of them act on it in a way that Jalen. I really do believe if Jalen had a game with one passing yard and won the game 3-0, he would be just as happy as if they put up 40 points.
I don't think so.
Jalen
likes his numbers a little more than you think.
Yeah, one yard, 3-0, W. You get the W. I think he'll take that
any
day.
One W, 1 yard.
That's right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I agree with you, bro.
That's right.
Don't lie.
Mace is very smart.
Let me ask you and Mace a question.
Okay.
If Jalen wins a Super Bowl this year, is he going the next year as the number one rated quarterback in the NFL?
He should. He should in my eyes.
Mahomes torn ACL. Burrow wouldn't have got it done again. Allen wouldn't have got it done again. Lamar wouldn't have got it done again.
No, I mean, that's what he should go in, but that doesn't mean that's what's going to happen.
Right. No, I'll tell you for free, Mace, and I appreciate the call. It wouldn't happen.
I think if he wins a Super Bowl this year, he will finally, like, find himself higher on the list.
Wait, you're telling me the first Super Bowl wasn't good enough?
Look, I'm just saying.
Now, I started the show off and I said that he should be appreciated in the same way that Brian Dawkins, Brandon Graham, and these guys do. And I know there's a big difference between BG and B-Dawk. Not that BG isn't beloved here, but I do feel all we ever wanted, Elliot, was a Super Bowl. And I don't say this lightly. I mean this. Before 2017, I know Jalen wasn't a part of that, but there were a lot of us Eagles fans that said, and again, I don't say this lightly, I need to see a Super Bowl before I die. Mm-hmm. Before I no longer breathe on earth, I need to see it. We finally got one. And now we have a quarterback that brings us to 2 and 3 years, and we're constantly in the mix, and we have that. In what world do you no longer have that same... Is it because we won one before? Do you think it's because Jalen wasn't the first and Nick Foles did it, so now we view the way we can get it done differently? I don't understand.
Well, you're saying why is not Jalen ranked... Why is he not ranked higher?
But how is he just still in this position where you're saying it's going to take another Super Bowl for him to get credit and to be rewarded and to be looked at as one of the best ever? Like, all we ever want as a city is a Super Bowl before we die. We have someone who's constantly putting us in that position and accomplishing the goal. Yeah, I need to have an appreciation day for him.
So
it just doesn't make sense to me.
I agree with you. I got in a fight with many people at the station when I put him on my Eagles Mount Rushmore. So, like, I am with you on this. As to what the answer is, I do think it's because he does it differently than other quarterbacks. Like, he truly, like, they're not a great passing team with Jalen. Like, it is what it is. They're not a great passing team. That doesn't mean he's not a great quarterback. But because they win different ways, and to your point, he wins by taking care of the ball, I truly do think, like, the shoulder up thing, to steal a quote from my good podcast partner, James, like, matters with Jalen. And I also think the draft stock. If he was the number one pick in the draft, I think he would be viewed as a Hall of Fame quarterback right now. But because he was a second round pick, he has to prove to people in a way early picks do not. Like you're telling me if Jalen got picked number one overall, went to a Super Bowl in his second year as a full-time starter, won a Super Bowl in his fourth year, wins 80% of the time, does the dual-threat quarterback thing, is like the man off the field in terms like a Jordan brand. Time 100. You're telling me this dude wouldn't be talked about as a Hall of Famer if he wasn't the first overall pick? Went to Alabama and Oklahoma. Like, it is, I think draft stock has hurt Jalen because he has had to prove he is like a certain level of player, as opposed to a guy like a Trevor Lawrence, or I'm trying to think of other first overall, Joe Burrow. Like, Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl, but he is constantly mentioned in those top five, even though Jalen has, without question, accomplished more in the NFL than Joe Burrow has.
That's interesting, because I almost wonder if
And was almost as good in college, honestly.
No, I'm
I mean,
with
Joe
you.
Burrow had the 1 year Jalen did not have.
Yeah, but the LSU year was unbelievable. But it is interesting, because I almost feel, could it be the opposite, where because Jalen was the second rounder, they view him as not good enough? Or are you saying the
same
thing?
I'm saying,
okay, you're saying the same thing.
Because he was drafted in the second round.
I don't know if I agree with the first.
And let's be honest.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Eagles drafting him and basically selling him as a backup quarterback also didn't help.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
I feel like he'd still get criticized. If anything, I think they would look at him if he was drafted number one overall. It's not living up to a number one overall standard still. I think that's where I disagree. I think people would say he doesn't have the arm. He doesn't have the passing game. You thought he'd be this type of wizard quarterback.
But he has the resume.
But he would have the resume. But he has the resume now!
But you're asking, why is he not given the credit? I think it's because...
So that's what he's missing.
I think that's part of it.
That's what he's missing.
And he's quiet off the field. Like, I'm not saying it's a negative, but...
He's boring?
Like, if you compare him to Dawkins and Brandon Graham, like, Jalen does a ton of stuff in the community. Jalen represents a franchise at a high level. But, like, Brandon Graham is someone where you feel like you could go get a beer with him. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think Jalen gives off that same type of vibe. And so, like, I mean, Jalen is without question, like, higher, I think, on the list of all-time Eagles than Dawkins or Brandon Graham.
I agree.
Like, he's a quarterback. Like, but Dawkins and BG relate to the fans, I think, in a way Jalen does.
100%. 100%. But strictly football. Jalen should be number one that this organization has ever seen.
He is.
I know, but you say B-Dawk and people get their little tight.
Yeah,
down
Dawkins
below the
is
belt.
Awesome, but Jalen's a quarterback. It's a harder job. I don't know what to say.
I'm with you. Mike in Westmont, you're in WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. First off, honestly, the two of you are probably two of my favorites on the station.
Thanks, Mike.
Wow.
I like when you guys, like, I like when you pop up on different shows, you know?
Thank you.
And then
it's good
the
to finally be on the afternoon show, you know?
Yeah, Elliot doesn't have that much airtime around
right,
here.
Exactly.
It's disappointing.
Well, the second thing I was going to say was that it's nice to actually have, like, during these hours of the day, some, like, a positive actual segment, you know, a positive show, because I always feel like Spike and Jack are just so,
well,
like...
they can be positive.
Yeah, listen, my big thing, and I know not everybody catches the whole 4 hours, but my big thing is, let's appreciate Jalen. You know, yes, people do have some opinions on Jalen that isn't as glowing as ours, but... no personal shots at the other guys. We love them. We love them here.
No, of course.
And
yeah,
we're afraid of them.
I'm not afraid of them. I love them. Big difference.
Well, so I am, like, I called you last year on this day. When, well, not this day, but, you know, when you did your first annual appreciation day. And I gave you a hard time because I had gotten into an argument with you about, like, 3-4 months before that, where it was, you said that the segment of your show was, what's wrong with Jalen Hurts? And then I called you to kind of give you, like, a hard time about it when you did this show.
Mm. I did a show that was what's wrong with Jalen Hurts.
You did. And it was about 3-4 months before you did your first Jalen Hurts annual appreciation day.
Okay. I'll go back to the archives.
It seems like that means you truly believe in Jalen now.
Yeah, so I definitely believe in Jalen now. I'm confused on why I questioned him so much on that day. I'm a little I gotta look in the mirror.
I don't call that often, so I definitely,
No, I'm not. Dude, I think you might be right. This may have just killed my whole entire day. I was feeling great about my show, my preparation.
Not at all.
And now I question the man 4 months before my first Jalen Hurts appreciation day.
Here's the thing, Mike, and we should make sure Brody understands this. It's okay to question Jalen.
No, it's not.
It is okay to question.
Stop it. You're doing that thing again.
We can land on the,
You're doing that thing again.
Like, he's had bad weeks.
No. Go ahead, Mike.
First the Chargers.
And I'm literally just calling up to say that I appreciate your consistency over the last year. And I've heard you call, on different shows, you know, the afternoon show or other shows where you just say, like, no, he could do, he had a bad game, but, like, he's a great quarterback. And with all the ups and downs this year, like, it's nice to have this day for, the fans. And the last thing I'll say is, I don't know if you guys caught it, but did you see the clips of Jalen after the fight with the Commanders?
Yeah, with Steen.
Well, Steen, and then also him holding back Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
He had Saquon, like, by the pads and was kind of like, keeping him out of trouble. But it was like, if any of those reports were true and everybody was, Jalen's such a malcontent or something, like, that stuff just doesn't happen. I think he's a leader and I think guys respect him. And I think it's just like, that's the thing I appreciate about him the most.
Sure. No, Mike, we appreciate your call. Thank you so much. I do think he's an interesting guy. Like, he's definitely a different personality that you have to figure out.
I think this is the difference between being Jalen and being Brian Dawkins and Brandon Graham. Jalen, his entire life, he was one of the best players in Texas high school football. He went to Alabama, Oklahoma, came to Philadelphia, was thrown into a quarterback controversy, plays in what I think the quarterback of the Eagles is the toughest job in sports. I don't think you can name another job in American sports that is tougher, right? So I think when we talk about, like, why Jalen is more reserved, it's similar to how you hear, like, Joel doesn't connect to his teammates in a way, or maybe, like, I don't know if Bryce is, like, the most loved Philly in the locker room, because when you're that guy, like, when you are that guy, and whoever the best flyer is, you can say whoever you want, Miechkoff, whoever. Like, honestly, this year you're starting to hear stuff about Miechkoff, right? Like, when you are that guy, I just think it's different in how you relate to people.
Sure.
And honestly, that's, McNabb was good at it for being, like, the guy.
Yeah, no, that's all fair. All right, well, listen, we're winding down here.
Sad. I feel like there was some callers I wanted to talk to.
Do you want to sneak in one more?
It seems like Derek has an issue with me.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure. Bone to pick with Elliot. Okay. Well, on your way out, let's rip Elliot.
Yeah, I would love to talk to Derek.
Derek, how are you?
What's going on? Yo, real quick with the Eagle, with Jalen Hurts, right?
Yes.
I think that his personality, right, because he's so laid back and he's not loud and rah-rah, that hurts him with a lot of fans. You know what I'm saying? But as far as his play on the field, it irritates me that, like Hugh Douglas said, describe Jalen Hurts without saying the word winner, right? You play the game to win.
So, Derek, just quickly, and the Hugh thing aside, like, but what's interesting about the personality thing is I don't think there's ever been a human that was better set up to be the quarterback of the Eagles than Jalen. Like, you have to be this way if you are going to wear the crown that is the most important athlete in the city and arguably the toughest city to play in America in terms of, like, attention, right? So I get your point about because he's laid back and, like, some fans don't like that. But I think he has to be that way in order to carry the pressure that he carries every day by being the quarterback of the Eagles.
And listen, if before I get to your issue with you, like if you like really, if you really like watch football every Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people just watch the numbers and they're like, "Oh man, this guy did this." But if you really watch football, like last night, Brock Purdy lit it up, right? But if you watch football all day Sunday, it'd only be a couple quarterbacks who just light it up every single week.
Well, and the other thing that stands out, Derek, is other quarterbacks miss throws too. You know, like when I rewatch Jalen every day after the game the next day, like he misses throws. Like he missed throws against Washington. But then you look around the league and a lot of guys miss throws.
I don't want to hear nothing about Josh Allen this year because now ain't no Mahomes, right? Ain't no
yeah,
Mahomes.
This is his year.
He the big dog now. Joe Burrow's going home. Like you got a bunch of young guns out there like Bo Nix and Drake May and all them. So I don't want to hear no excuses.
Agreed.
If Josh Allen don't run through the AFC. But, Elliot, my issue with you is it's petty, right? But, listen, I like how you engage. I like you know, how you use your words on Instagram and all that. But the fact that you don't have the comments on there, it's like you'll say something to get people riled up, right? But then we can't even come on there and be like,
you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, can I be honest, Derek? This is about
that. You can comment on LeBron James' Instagram, right? And he got millions of followers. But we can't. If you want to get to millions of followers, bro, you got to turn your
head. Look, Derek, I love constructive criticism.
Yeah.
It's good. I feel like there's enough social media apps people can yell at me on. So yeah, but maybe I'll follow Derek back so he can comment on mine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There we go. There's a fine bone to pick with.
Fine bone.
Yeah. There's lots of other things he could have.
Nothing wrong with a fine bone.
Well, look, I know I'm out of here, Brody.
Yes.
Brave of you to do this today.
Of course. Oh, well, listen.
I'm going to have to tell Jalen about it.
Do you think he saw anything? Do you think someone showed?
Well, he took the picture for the poster.
Besides the poster that we posted together. Do you think BG was, because BG, big WIPsman, right? Maybe Kelsey, big WIPsman. You ever think they go, yo, check out this Broads kid, man.
I think so.
He's
all
in.
You got to hear this guy.
He's all in.
I'm just trying to picture Jalen tuning in and hearing you two talk and be like, what in the world is happening right now? just completely thrown off.
That's how he's going to lead his press conference later today.
I was listening on my drive to the NovaCare.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, I'll be at his press conference. We'll see if it comes up.
If this continues, though, and then he rides out with, I don't know, let's say 4 Super Bowls, and he retires at age 35, he gives us a hell of a run, I think one day he'd be sitting in here with me on his way out.
Co-host. You guys on the afternoon show? Is
on
that
the afternoon show. Filling in 2 days before
filling
Christmas.
In. Yeah, there was a good save there, buddy.
What? Oh, yeah, filling in. Filling in. Because I know I'm not taking over until I'm maybe 50. We've done the math. Well, we were talking about, maybe we were around
50. Once Spike's in the Hall of Fame. Well,
right,
and all
on
that.
The wall.
On the wall
yeah,
out
yeah,
there.
Maybe,
yeah.
Yep.
Jack somewhere on there.
Yep, Jack as well. Yep, Jack as well. Okay, well, we're going to stop this. And coming up next, actually, speaking of, is Spike Eskin to check in on how his program is doing.
I'm going to have to listen to this.
I think he's going to enjoy everything he heard. Maybe not. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.